She was in her 20s in the 1970s when she made a name for herself taking pictures of rock stars for the top music magazine, Rolling Stone. Annie Leibovitz became as famous as the artists and public figures she has photographed, like ballet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov. This latest exhibition at Washington's Corcoran Gallery covers her work from 1990 to 2005. Her subjects include world leaders like Bill Clinton on his first day as president. He refused Annie's request to be photographed smoking the cigar he was puffing when she arrived in the Oval Office.
Not your wildest dreams.
She photographed President Bush with his top staff and the Queen of England, regal even without a crown. Annie Leibovitz was never a war correspondent, but on assignment in the former Yugoslavia, she took a picture that epitomizes the horror and waste of war.
And I was on my way to photograph from Sarajevo when a mortar went off, you know, just in front of my car and killed this young boy on a bicycle right in front of me. And, you know, we rushed him. My car took him to the hospital, but he died on the way to the hospital. And I was in, you know, such shock that I thought I was photographing with a color camera, and I was actually shooting black and white.
Pictures of family and friends reveal a personal side of Annie Leibovitz rarely seen. She described how taking pictures helped her cope with the death of a person she loved.
And I think sometimes we force ourselves because we, for lack of knowing what else to do with ourselves, you know. I think we go back to the things that we feel give us comfort and we know how to do.
Annie Leibovitz sees herself as a documentarian of her time, who was lucky to have a profession she loves.